Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be speaking with Martin McHugh, our match analyst here at Highland, and GA writer with the Irish News, Ciara O'Kane, on what is a crunch weekend in the Allianz League. Some big games on the way, including Donegal hosting Armagh and Tyrone's trip to Kerry. While in rugby, there's also big games ahead for North West Side. City of Derry are trying to avoid relegation from All-Ireland League Division 2C. They take on Sunday's Wales on Saturday. And Letterkenny playing the Gordon West Cup semi-final on Saturday as well. We'll be speaking to Alec McDonald about both of those ties. But we're going to start with soccer, and on the college's front, St Eunan's College of Letterkenny are now preparing for an All-Ireland Senior Schools final in the coming weeks. They won their semi-final earlier this week in dramatic fashion as David Baki's header late in extra time gives St Eunan's a 1-0 win over Presentation College Athenry. They are now through to the Dr. Tony O'Neill Cup final, which will take place on the 6th of April. Well, earlier today, I was joined in studio by manager and teacher at St Eunan's, Michael Kelly, and his assistant, Gareth McDade, to talk about their semi-final success this week and what the plans are now over the next couple of weeks as they look ahead to an All-Ireland final. So, Michael and Gareth, welcome along to the studios of Highland Radio to talk about your success this week.
Thank you, Oisín.
Thanks, Oisín.
Before we look ahead to the final, what's it been like, Michael, as the teacher and the manager of the senior side now in the school this week after that semi-final success on Tuesday? Because it was a fantastic result.
Yeah, well, it's for the whole school. Obviously, that's kind of cliche, but the students have bought into it, and we brought, 120 supporters on Tuesday down to Balsadair, so that's when students connect most with the school. Yeah. You know, and they actually realise they love the school when their team's playing and boys are launching into challenges, you know that.
Yeah.
So it's great from that point of view, and there's a wee buzz about right enough.
Yeah, there's nothing new to the students of St Eunan's College because they've always been playing at the top end of senior football. So they have most recently in 2020 where the college had to share the title. But
Now
you've got an opportunity to win it outright again.
Big opportunity now. It's great to get to the final. And we keep saying to the boys they deserve every step they've got, but they don't deserve any more. So they deserve to be in the final, but they've a huge challenge in their hands too.
Was that the target at the start of the year? One 7 or 8 games being in All-Ireland?
The target for us was to win Ulster. Yeah. So that was the target. Obviously, you have All-Ireland in your mind. But we had lost an Ulster final at under 17 in the Brandywell, 1-0 to Scullwara 2 years ago, and the boys were devastated.
Yeah.
And Scullwara were the better team, but we had things that we would have done better. So we learned from that, and because we'd been defeated in that final, our target was to win it again. And the same bunch of players were under 17. Most of them now are under 19. So I was delighted for them to win and get their Ulster medal.
Yeah. Just on to the game on Tuesday. Gareth, 1-0, late in extra time.
Good time to score,
but were you thinking about penalties, were you, before that goal?
We had mentioned penalties. We were about 5 minutes ago. We were just kind of wondering who was going to hit and who would leave on, maybe, or was unable on the bench. We're going to take on and hit a penalty. And we popped up the goal and the minute to go. Great delivery from Adam Murphy, and big foul nodded down to his centre half partner, and just from close range. And as I say, great time to score a goal. They hadn't much time to come back. I think the referee played maybe another minute after it. And
vital time to score. Did you have many chances before that in the game? How was the game panning out before it got to that stage? Because there was a lot of football played.
Yeah. First half was very even, I thought. Brian DaCosta made a great save in the first half, world class save. We had a kind of half chance. Niall McCrossan had it under the side netting. Second half, then we got more on top. I thought we were the better team in the second half. The second 45 minutes and an extra time, we just slightly edged it, I think, and they end up we deserved the goal. But we'd probably Brian to thank for a couple of wonder saves.
Yeah. Tell us about your squad, because you've got a collective group, Michael.
Yeah.
that are playing a very high standard of football at the minute, because you've got a lot of Harps players, Derry players, Institute all
Institute,
in the mix.
Yeah, and Bunnygean Rovers have been instrumental. What I was going to say to you is that a lot of this comes down to what the clubs are doing. We get the benefit from a lot of their coaching from underage all the way through, and it's a great reflection of what the clubs are doing with their youth policies, that we're getting all these players through. And it's just different playing for your school, and it's different. You play with players that are involved with other clubs, so that's all great, and it's just a nice blend. So we've just enjoyed it. You know, it's good to have a target, and it's good. I'm not saying anything kind of disparaging about the boys, but some sports guys, academics mightn't be their strength. Yeah. So, I mean, these boys are heroes to the young boys in the college. So this is their kind of, it's not their leaving cert, but it's their chance to really excel. And they've grasped it, thank God.
Yeah. So what's the school going to be like now, between now and the 6th of April? What's the preparations going to be like, Gareth? Because is there going to be more work put on now than there was all year? Or
No, we'll have a couple of training sessions now during the week, and maybe an odd meeting or two just to iron out a few things. Maybe go through set pieces, stuff to get there. But the boys are fairly fit anyway, so it's, you know, they're all playing with their clubs and training anyway. So
are they very responsive to the instructions?
They are. They are, in fairness now, because maybe the way we play, like college football, is very different probably to the football they're playing in the leagues. You know, it's knockout football, so it's more hectic. They don't get as much time in the ball probably as what they're used to. So we had maybe a few tweaks that they're
on the sort of gone home tournament stuff, and
like
the Sigerson competition and different in Gaelic football, but on the football front, we use boys. It's the same sort
it's
of thing.
Same
it's
thing,
all out.
All out, and it's they did buy and did big time, and that's probably why we're where we are.
But it's a massive learning curve. I mean, the standard's high, and it's hard to know football standards. What's, you know, boys? Some boys play international, like Fintan Doherty.
Yeah, he wasn't involved this week. He was called away on international duty.
He was in Portugal, so that gave the opportunity for Brian Da Costa to step in. That's the learning curve for them, that they don't have time in the ball. They have to work so hard, and you know, it goes to extra time, and these games are so little in it as well. You know, sometimes one goal does.
Well, they've shown great character throughout the process, because I think we had a couple of last minute kind of equalisers and the last minute winner, obviously, in the Ulster in the semi final.
Yeah.
So, De La Salle from County Waterford,
of
the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
What's the history of St Union's and De La Salle? Is there a history there, or is this unknown territory for you? Or
I was speaking to Michael Harkin. They're an all boys school as well, like us, like ourselves. They're few and far between nowadays. Michael Harkin and Jared Faulkner played them in two finals, lost one and won one. So they're a very successful school, and maybe that's the reason they came through today.
Yeah,
because
they won their semi final on.
Yeah, they got a last minute equaliser, and then they won on penalties. So it's just, again, it's that character of schools that have been there, done that.
Mm.
That's you'll never beat experience.
Yeah,
and I think that's shone through for them.
And she'll be doing a bit of homework in De La Salle then over the next couple of days to try and tie down what their keys are, I suppose, Michael.
Yeah, but we'll focus on ourselves, Oisin, and worry about our own game. We have things we can improve in our own team, so we'll definitely be addressing those issues and not worrying too much about the opposition.
Yeah, where will that game be played? More likely Dublin, will it?
Presumably Dublin, so you just hope that it's a ground that's befitting the occasion.
Yeah.
Because this is important for boys, they get an All-Ireland final. It needs to be special from every point of view, and the ground or the,
and you hope the occasion doesn't play its part on it either for them.
Yeah,
can affect teams and boys in different ways.
Absolutely, yeah. Some people raise the occasion, some people get nervous. I think were we nervous at the start of the Ulster final or Tuesday?
No, I think they're more nervous. When they won the Ulster final, it's kind of weight off their shoulders. They kind of went into the semi final with more bit of confidence. Yeah,
monkey off the back.
Cairn Donnell had beat them before, and you know, it was a monkey off their back, definitely. And went into the semi with a good bit of confidence. So
that's fantastic for you two men as managers, and especially for the students, for the boys who are going
past pupils as well.
Going to an All Ireland final. So listen, enjoy the next couple of weeks and the build up to it. That I'm sure we'll be speaking again around final time. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Oisín.
There you go. That's Michael Kelly, a teacher at St. Eunice College in Letterkenny. Of course, a manager to that St. Eunice side, who are now heading to the Senior Schools All-Ireland Final once again. And along with them as well was his assistant, Gareth McDade. Just looking at some of the big fixtures locally, soccer-wise, that are coming up this weekend. The North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup semi-finals are on Saturday. The first game will see Derryside Maiden City make the trip to Gortakegan to play Monaghan United, where the second semi-final is an All-Ulster Senior League affair. It's an all-Donegal affair. At the Dry Arch Park, Bunnigie United are playing host to Coghill Celtic. The big two in the USL this season will meet in the North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup final. There's a match taking place tonight. It's in the Donegal League Saturday Division 1. It's at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. Glencairn Celtic are up against Kilmacrenan Celtic Reserves. It starts at 8 o'clock. Glencairn are the leaders in Division 1 and they'll be looking to extend their lead out to 5 points over Old Town Celtic if they can take victory. Tonight, Old Town are in action against Armagh United. They play on the island on Saturday afternoon. While the big game in Division 1 is the leaders Dunluce Celtic up against Remelton Mariners. That's in Division 2 actually on Saturday afternoon as first place third there. There's also a full programme of games in the Donegal Junior League on Sunday. Two standout ties. One's in the Premier Division. The leaders are Bunnigie United. They are up against Donegal Town. Bunnigie currently have an advantage of 5 points at the top of the table. On Wednesday night, they drew 0-0 with Kildrum Tigers. Kildrum Tigers are seventh in the table, but still very much in the hunt for that Premier Division title. If they are 11 points behind Bunnigie United, but have 4 games in hand on the leaders, and if they won the 4 of those, they would be right in the mix for title contention. Kildrum, by the way, on Sunday go to Castlefin Celtic. While in Division 1, there's yet another derby. Fannage United, the leaders, are up against Cranford United in Division 1. It's top against bottom. St Catharines are second there, and they go to Kerrykeel 71 Club, who sit in fourth position. There's also 4 games to be played in Division 2. Any show and ways, standout games this weekend are on the cup front. It's semi-final Sunday in the Buncrana Credit Union Cup. Ellis Celtic will play Greencastle FC, the current leaders in the Premier Division, while Alia have home advantage against Glengad United. Both games start at 2 o'clock. 3 quarterfinals in the Father O'Gara has also been played on Sunday. Ellis Reserves against Redcastle United. Glengad Reserves play Clonmany Reserves, and QPS are up against Cairn Reserves. While there's a promotion relegation playoff in the league, Cairn FC taking on Kildaff FC. Whoever wins will be playing Premier Division football next season. We go to Gaelic games, and it's going to be another busy weekend. The Donegal senior men, footballers and hurlers, both on action this weekend. On the pitch first at the O'Donnell Park of the hurlers as they take on Sligo. Looking to make home advantage count on Saturday afternoon as it's the semi-final of Division 2B of the National Hurling League. Donegal have already beaten Sligo this year. They're looking to make it 2-1 against the Sligo side, and if they do that, they will be through to the final where they will play Derry the following weekend. 2 o'clock start at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday afternoon for that big hurling match. We'll have updates here on Highland with Tom Comack and a former Donegal player, Colin Brannock. On the football front on Saturday, the North West Counties are in action in the Under-17 League for the Jim McGuigan Cup. Donegal don't have too far to travel this weekend. They're heading to Celtic Park to take on Derry, while Tyrone also have a short trip to the Athletic Grounds to play Armagh. Throw into both of those games is at 12 noon. But it is Survival Sunday in the National League for both Donegal and Tyrone this weekend at senior level. A win over Armagh at the O'Donnell Park would see Donegal retain their Division 1 status, while Tyrone also need a victory in Kerry to fight off the drop. In Division 2, Derry need to win at Meath and hope Galway can do them a favour if they are to gain promotion. So there's lots to play for on the last weekend of the league. In this week's league preview, I've been joined by Highlands Match analyst Martin McHugh and Irish News GA writer Cathair O'Kane. Well, the way it is, guys, as we know, Kerry will top Division 1 and will go to the final. Galway are promoted and Down are relegated. Other than that, there's a lot to be decided. 5 promotions, and 5 relegations to be decided this coming weekend. Martin, it certainly does make for a grandstand finish to a league, so it does.
Yeah, definitely, Ash. It makes for a great weekend of football, and particularly a great Sunday of football. And looking at it, you know, I always remember when the Premiership, the last day of the Premiership, it was always good weather and everybody looking forward to it, and you had a great occasion and everything else. And I think it's going to be the exact same thing on Sunday. So just shows you, you know, what the league means. We look at the league, you have the teams in their division that are equal and everything else. So you have no hammers or anything else that happen, you know, that will happen in the Championship. So yeah, really looking forward to it. Suppose the big question to be asked at the weekend, does anybody want to play Kerry in the final the following weekend with the Championship only a couple of weeks away? That's hard to know. Is any of these other teams that can get to the final against them, do they want to play them or not?
Yeah. It's a huge weekend, Cahir. It's fantastic for the league that it's going to end like this.
It is. And funny you were talking there, as you know, it's something we maybe don't do very well is market this particular weekend, because sort of the state of affairs most years where there's a lot to be decided on the final day, and we maybe don't market it all that well. You know, I suppose TG Cahir made a good fist at it at the weekend with the hurling and their sort of split screen idea, but there's just so much going on around the country that, you know, it is, I suppose, it's enthralling for people that are interested in it. There's a whole lot to be decided. Whether anybody wants to be playing Kerry is another issue. Whether we maybe need to look at the idea of league finals in the Titan calendar, and the fact that, you know, hand on heart, I'd say most teams probably don't want to play in them, given how close they are to championships. So there might be something there to look at as well.
Yeah. Well, before we look at the top, obviously we've got the Northwest interest in the form of Donegal and Tyrone. Basically, it's a case that both teams need to win if they are going to avoid relegation. How big an order is that for both of the sides this weekend, Martin? Donegal have home advantage against Armagh, but Tyrone have to go to Kerry, so they do.
Yeah, well, first of all, we look at it from a Tyrone point of view. If they go down to Kerry, remember what happened to them the last time they were down to Kerry, and then they went on to win the All-Ireland the same year. So it depends on what team Kerry put out. Now, you have to save, if you were Jack O'Connor and the Kerry management team, with the league final the following weekend, you would definitely rest players. That would you do. You'd look at it from your own point of view. You're not going to worry about any other county. You're preparing for the Championship down the road and everything else. So I feel that Kerry will rest a lot of players, a lot of the big-name players, particularly at the weekend. And, you know, looking at that there, you'd expect maybe Tyrone to pick up the 2 points down in Kerry. And from Donegal's point of view, Oisín, you know, playing in Letterkenny, a bad record in Letterkenny and everything else. But look at the record went, or other record went in Balbuffet the last day against Monaghan. Maybe it's no harm to sort out this record in Letterkenny as well this weekend, because I know from a club point of view, all the players playing for the county love playing in Letterkenny. So the problem, so it's a big game in Letterkenny. Now, do Armagh, what kind of a team are they going to come with? The fact that they're playing Donegal in 4 weeks' time, would they like another shot at Kerry in Croke Park? Maybe they would. Knowing Kieran McGinney and that, he would maybe like to have another go at them. They were very impressive in the first game against Dublin in Croke Park, so they maybe want to play Kerry again after last weekend in Croke Park and in a league final and everything else. What team he takes, will he rest players and everything else? I mean, he has to have one eye on the Championship game down the road as well. So I think Tyrone played Donegal. I think maybe Cahir would be far better than me with dates and everything else a few years ago in a league match and beat them in Balbuffet, and then Donegal beat them in the channel. That game was in Balbuffet, beat them in the Championship in Balbuffet later on in the year. So it's a lot of kind of cat and mouse stuff and everything else and what's going to happen. But Donegal need to win, and Tyrone probably need to win to make sure that both teams are safe. So it's a game maybe that particularly Donegal, the fact they're playing Armagh, would have liked to have been safe before this. But yeah, then we need the 2 points, and please God, we'll get them on Sunday.
Yeah. Does Declan Boner, do you think, Cahir, want to make a statement for Donegal in this game against Armagh, given that in 3 weeks' time, the 3 or 4 weeks' time, they're going to be beaten again in the Championship in Ballybuffet?
I think it's a game where you kind of feel that Donegal are going to have to match Armagh's fire for it. I mean, it probably still leads to Armagh the Ulster semi-final a couple of years ago when they were talked up and Donegal wiped them off the face of the earth that day. And I suppose that set Armagh's Championship ambitions back a long way that day, because you thought they were getting there, and then you realised that they were probably still nowhere near it at that point. And, you know, Armagh still is as good a league as they've had. We'll feel there are definitely a lot of points to prove, one of them being in Ballybuffet in a month's time. That'll be the biggest one. I think Donegal have to come at it in the sense that they're not safe, obviously. So, you know, there'll be no softness. I can't see Armagh taking the game soft at all. I think Kieran McGeaney will want to lay down a bit of a marker in one way. He'll also want to learn a fair bit in terms of who picks up, you know, if Michael Murphy plays on the edge of the square, slightly different. You know, Aidan Forker's picked him up a couple of times when he's played deeper. But if Murphy plays on the edge of the square, who picks him up? Who goes on Paddy McBrady at the minute on the form he's in? On the other side, you have who, you know, for Donegal, who picks up Rian O'Neill? You're probably looking at Brent McCall at the minute, like, but the you know, I think both managers will be looking at it, as Martin said, one eye very much on that sort of thing, as to how individual battles go on the day. But I think, I mean, Donegal will be just very wary of the drop. They're in a fairly precarious position there, the way the thing's sitting.
Yeah. Is there much to learn on Sunday for both sides, Martin, given the fact that Ulster counties know each other so well? Be different maybe if it was a side that you were playing down the country.
Well, I suppose when you look at it from Armagh's point of view, they started the league off very, very well, and people were saying, oh, the level of fitness was very, very high and everything else going into the first couple of games of the league, and they met Dublin and Tyrone, and then they had a bit of a slip after that, and you know, they got back on track against Kildare and everything else. And everybody's saying that was at the game last Sunday, they were very, very impressive against Kerry and Athletic Grounds, and the difference in them and this Armagh team, you know, they were aggressive and everything else, but you know, they weren't over the top. They kept, you know, they controlled aggression, which the way they play and everything else. So they definitely have improved. And you look at it, you say that we look, go back to that game that Carr was on about there in Breffni Park that Donegal won easily in the championship game. I think from that time, you'd have to think that Armagh have improved and Donegal have gone back since that there. When we look at it, and Donegal are going to be short, them play a few players on Sunday, and probably Armagh are coming with near enough a clean bill of health with them and everything else. So I think Carr's right. Kieran McGeaney likes to win every game he plays. That's the way he plays, a bit like Mickey Hart was in the past. So I think Armagh will come with a very strong team. So it's a big test for Donegal. And I think that as we looked at it from the marking point of view, that'll be the big one, looking forward to the championship and everything else. Can you get the edge on that other player? And can, you know, the likes of Brent McCall, you know, did a great job on Kieran Kilkenny last week. Can he do the same job on Rian O'Neill and everything else? I know Kerry dropped Morley back as a sweeper in front. It'll be important who Donegal drop in that role in front of him and everything else. So yeah, it's going to be a bit cagey and everything else, but from Donegal's point of view, they need to win the match, and that's the most important thing. And whatever way you have to win it, you have to win it. From Armagh's point of view, you know, it's not the end of the world if they don't win the match, but they would probably like to still, you know, win it and go into the game in 4 weeks' time and get a league final, which is definitely going to help them Armagh players another game in Croke Park. And looking at it from the point of view of going into the Donegal game on a fair high and giving them confidence, considering exactly what Cara said about the hammering they got the last time they played Donegal. So they definitely want to put that to bed.
Cara, just on Tyrone, would it be the end of the world if Tyrone lose and Kerry at the weekend and end up in Division 2?
I think recent history tells us it's not the end of the world for Tyrone, given that they've been in Division 2 twice in the last 7 or 8 years and done all right out of it. I think reached an All-Ireland semi-final out of it in 2014, 2015, whatever year it was, they were a bit precarious in the All-Ireland semi-final. You know, I don't think it's the end of the world for them. I think I was on with Yoshi in the start of the year and I said that, you know, I expected Tyrone to start slowly and could be in a wee bit of relegation bother come the end of it. I don't think there's anybody really too surprised at how their league campaign has sort of panned out for them. They will be keen to avoid it. I suppose Kerry will probably rest a few players, Martin's right, but Killarney has not been Kerry in general has not been a happy hunting ground for Tyrone. I think their last five visits, the average defeat is 12 points, like average margin of defeat is 12 points. So,
is Jack O'Connor going to look at the All-Ireland champions are coming here and we have an opportunity to relegate them? Is that a big enough incentive for Jack O'Connor to go, you know what, yes, we've got a league final coming up, but it'll be another game before the championship. Will they go at it full pelt?
There's definitely a wee bit. The idea of relegating the All-Ireland champions, certainly, I think Kerry will still be very hurt by the All-Ireland semi-final last year, you know, on the circus that was around it, and then the way that the game went, and, you know, they I have no doubt that they would very much feel that they left the game behind them with the chances they missed, and David Clifford going off injured then the normal time and different things. Like, you know, Kerry will be looking at it very much. Again, you know, how much of a marker do they need or want to put down? I would imagine that they'll probably want to put something on Tyrone at the weekend, and the idea of relegating them probably does interest Kerry a wee bit, all right. I don't foresee a wholesale change. I think you'll get, you know, if you have Sean O'Shea back in, depending on what way he is, you might still look at the like of Jack Savage getting a wee bit more game time, or, you know, things like that. Maybe Killian Spillane getting a wee bit more game time, or, you know, I don't see beyond that. I don't see them going wholesale changes. And it makes it a very tricky assignment for Tyrone.
Yeah. Martin, I know after the Mayo game earlier in the year, we did, of course, see Donegal in their opening match, and at times there was questions, and Donegal since then, of course, have picked up two victories. We got a draw along the way, Martin, of course, in our campaign. And you did say at the end of it that could be a crucial point. Could that be the point on Sunday that keeps Donegal in Division 1?
Yeah, well, hopefully it is, as they say. You know, I don't agree with Carol and Kerry. I believe that Jack O'Connell will, in my opinion, rest players. I think that would be the sensible thing for Kerry to do. I mean, remember last year, Tyrone went down and they annihilated them in the league, and we saw what happened in the championship. So I'd be shocked if he doesn't now. Maybe he's looking at it that there's such a rivalry between Tyrone and Kerry that they'll want to relegate them or put them in that position and everything else. But I think Tyrone or Kerry are looking at one in the National League and maybe the bigger picture down the road. But from Donegal's point of view, we should have got the 2 points that day. I suppose looking at it now, if we had the 6 points, you still wouldn't be safe anyway in the league. You still would have to nearly get at least a draw against Armagh Sunday. But I think look at it from Donegal's point of view, it's been an up and down league. You know, there've been some good performers and some very poor performers, and I suppose that's what the league's about. But sometimes in the league, and maybe it's a good position to be going into in Donegal, that we have to get a victory on Sunday. Sunday's a good way to go into the league, the last game of the league, because other teams are going into it and they don't know, do we want to play Kerry in the final? We don't know what kind of a team we want to put out. Is it some teams looking at it as a challenge game, because it doesn't really matter? Because we look at Mayo, from Mayo's point of view, Oisin, they are looking at, I think it's if they get to the league final, it's 2 weeks in that league final, they play Galway, and that's a massive game for both teams situation. So because Galway are out, they're going to be out in the league final as well that weekend. So I think locally, you don't want to show your hand too much early on. But from Donegal's point of view, I think it's not a bad thing. We've got to win a game. We've got to win a game in Letterkenny, and we've got to get out there and show what we're about. And my opinion, keep Woods to the game, carry the ball as much as we can, and run at Armagh. And then definitely, we saw last Sunday when we kicked high ball into the Dublin full back lane, the problems we caused for them. Maybe start putting more ball in and on top of whatever full back lines we're playing against. But I think it's a good way to go into the last game of the league. I think even you could get beat, you could end up staying up and everything else. So from that point of view, it's a good game. But it'll be calculators all out all over Ireland on Sunday.
Yeah, full live match commentary, of course, from Donegal against Donegal this coming Sunday, of course, taking on Armagh at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. A full house, of course, expected as well. Fingers crossed it's going to be a good occasion for Donegal. Cathair, what about the occasion that's going to be in Clonus? The two sides bringing up the end of the table, Dublin and Monaghan. Whoever wins here will look to be safe in the division. Can the Dubs continue their winning form, like what they've had over the last two games, Cathair? Or does Bante have a surprise for them coming to Clonus on Sunday, do you feel?
It's a strange one because, you know, you looked at the Monaghan game against Kerry and they were, actually watched that game back, and actually Monaghan played a lot better in the first half than they were probably given credit for, but they were dreadful in the second half, and the goals that they conceded were bad, and then they came down and ended Donegal's run in Ballybuffet, and you're thinking, right, well, they've had their blip, and most teams in most leagues at some stage will have a bad performance. And you kind of thought Monaghan's was the second half against Kerry, and then they were out at the weekend and were, I think, fairly terrible against Kildare again. Like, and you just start to wonder where exactly they're at the minute. Dublin, I mean, Dublin have lost in Clonus in the recent past, but just the way that things have gone for Dublin, the upturn in the last few weeks, I think they would definitely be going there as favourites. I think most people would fancy a Dublin to win that and stay up, but it's just a tough. You know, I think looking at it this morning, there that game sort of just goes to prove how sort of tight Division One has been, where like realistically and feasibly you could get to 6 points and still get relegated. And no team has been relegated on 6 points for 18 years, out of Division One, or was 1B at that stage where Meath were relegated on 6 points. So, you know, that's how tight the margins, and it's come. I suppose people maybe say, "Ah, Mon have dropped off a wee bit or whatever," but it's not too often you get Armagh pushing on from a good first year. Kildare have come up and done really, really well as well, and so, you know, the gap that Monaghan might have had, and the wee bit of a safety net beneath them of a team being weaker than them, or a couple of teams being weaker than them, has kind of disappeared, and it's everybody's kind of in the group. I don't think Monaghan are any worse this year than they were last year. I don't think they're any better, but I think, you know, they're looking at they have the longest unbeaten run unbroken run in Division One outside Dublin Kerry at the minute. And it just might be on its way out.
Yeah. What about a draw in Clonus, Ciarán? Everybody finishing on 5 points, goes to score difference.
Just for the crack. Wouldn't rule it out. Would not rule it out.
Yeah, okay. Listen, before we go to Division Two then, I'm going to ask your predictions at the weekend in the relegation fight, Ciarán. Who do you see going down? It's going to be a big call.
I see Monaghan probably going down. And then that leaves, to be honest, I still think Tyrone are in trouble. Think Tyrone are in trouble down in Kerry.
Okay, two Ulster teams gone down. What about you, Martin?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out Monaghan and Dublin both going down. That they end up as, hopefully Donegal are good enough to beat Armagh. I think Mayo were showing signs last weekend with the team they put out against Tyrone that they don't want to get to the league final. And if they put out some team in Kildare are good enough to get a victory. And Kildare have probably got picked up most of their points at home, and I don't know if they picked up any points away from home at all. I think they've got, didn't they? They beat Monaghan and they beat Dublin and they drew with Kerry, and that's the 5 points they got. So they haven't won a game or picked up any points away from home. So this is a big one for them. But if Mayo continue to experiment and put out a weaker team, you expect maybe Kildare could win that. So you could have Tyrone winning and Kerry, and you could have Donegal winning, and you could have Kildare winning, and Dublin could go down, and Monaghan, the two teams down on 6 points. The one thing I would like to say about Dublin, and I saw them last weekend, I think from number 5 to number 15 or 16 or 17 of the players they have, I think they're the best in the country. But I think they have a serious problem from 1 to 4. And I think that's what could end up letting them down. But from 5, when they get the two smalls to come back into the team, in Conor Callan, I think that's going to make them very, very strong. And some of their big players are starting to come back. So I think they're the best in the country. And I just think their problem is definitely in their full back lane and their goalkeeper. And that's the problem now. Can they patch that up or not? And if they do, they're still going to be very, very hard to beat. But I'm putting them down that they're going to be relegated along with Monaghan.
You're laughing at him, Ciarán.
No, not a bit.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens on Sunday. Let's dip in quickly to Division 2, Ciarán. I know you were in Oneg last week. You watched Derry. It wasn't the best Derry performance this year against what's looking to be a very, very strong Galway team. But Derry know that they have to win at Meath at the weekend and hope that the tribesmen can do them a bit of a favour, Ciarán, if they're going to go to the top flight.
Yep, Galway were mighty impressive, now I have to say, in Oneg. Aside from whatever performance Derry produced, I think at their best, Derry would have struggled with that Galway team on Sunday, the way they played. It has taken it out of Derry's hands, and I suppose the frustration, Shane McGuigan was a big loss against Galway, but again, the way the game went, I don't know that it would have been any significant difference in terms of the result. But the big impact was the actual sending off of Shane McGuigan down in Roscommon, and then not being on the pitch to kick what would have been the 1-3, which would have left Derry in a position this weekend where promotion was in their hands. If they went to Meath and won, they'd go up. And that decision has kind of taken it out of Derry's hands completely. And, you know, I suppose we can only go on the video evidence that we've seen, but it's exceptionally, exceptionally harsh on Shane McGuigan to have been sent off for what he was sent off for. So it's probably frustrating in that sense, but then I suppose Rory never pulls many punches. And he came out after the game on Sunday and he just said, look, you know, it's out of our hands, but if we weren't good enough to beat Galway and we weren't good enough to beat Roscommon, then like, that's it. That's, you know, we maybe don't deserve to go up. So, and that, look, it's hard to argue with that synopsis either. Boric Joyce, by the chat of him after the game on Saturday, got the sense that he's definitely going to rest players. He's definitely going to take a chunk of his team out and go easy at it. You know, they'd be out 6 weeks running, including the league final. So I would say that, you know, Roscommon will fancy it down there, and if that happens, then it doesn't really matter what Derry do in Navan, which Navan has become a lot trickier looking in the last two or three weeks as well. You know, a month ago you were saying Derry would definitely win in Navan, and now Meath picked up a wee bit of form and it's maybe not as clear cut on its own right either.
Yeah. Just finally then, Martin, we'll nip over to Division 3. If Derry are to stay in Division 2, they could be joined by Louth, who are chasing back-to-back promotions under Mickey Hart. A new term agreed this week as well by the Louth GA and Mickey Hart, and of course Gavin Devlin as well as the coach under Mickey. It's been a fantastic period for Louth football, and all of a sudden they can find themselves from being in the bottom division to the second tier in just a couple of seasons was why the reason Mickey Hart was brought in.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's good work by the Louth County Board and everything else to get him, and they got him right away afterwards. There were probably a lot of counties thinking about it, but they were the first county to get him on board, and it's a massive achievement to do it with Louth. I mean, they were lying in Division 4 there, and they never even could get out of Division 4. And we know, you know, there's massive population in Louth now, you know, with the likes of the amount of people from Dublin that have moved into County Louth, you know, and commuting up and down to work. And I mean, so it's only better Louth are going to get. And I think they're actually building a big centre of excellence, or maybe they have a centre of excellence built, and they're trying to get their home field sorted out and everything else. So it's great times for Louth, and there's a great buzz about Louth and everything else. And it's a massive achievement for Mickey Hart and Gavin Devlin to get them promoted. But I was just thinking there, Oisin McCarr was speaking about Galway, you know, they probably are a Division 1 team, and you probably have 9 teams there, and maybe Roscommon and Derry are a bit behind them in that there. But, you know, we look at it. The only other thing I would say about that there is if Roscommon beat Galway, they play in the league final the following week, and they could meet in the championship if Galway beat Mayo. So maybe Galway might want to maybe beat Roscommon and not let Roscommon not end up in a league final. They might maybe want to play Derry. I don't know, but I think looking at it from the point of view, but it just shows you how competitive all divisions are. There are teams in Division 3 that are good enough to be in Division 2. And that's why the league is a great competition. It's a brilliant competition. The only thing that's disappointing, and we talked about that earlier on, as you mean you, is maybe, you know, all right, this weekend's going to be great for it, but there are other weekends it was terrible. Terrible for football to be played. So we have our best footballers in the country maybe playing in the worst conditions. It's something we could look at maybe down the road.
Yeah, something new to think about. But listen, the permutations are fascinating, guys, ahead of the final weekend of the Allianz Leagues. Right across the boards, there's 5 promotions and 5 relegations all to be decided. We're hoping that Donegal and the North West Counties won't be part of the relegations. Carol Kane of the Irish News and Martin McHugh, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
man.
See you, Carol.
There you go. That's Martin and Cahir with his thoughts ahead of Survival Sunday in the Allianz National League. Once again, Brendan Kilcoyne will be joining me in commentary for Donegal against Armagh. It's our feature match this coming weekend. Throwing time at the Arana Park in Letterkenny is 1:45. We'll be live as from 1:30. And of course, with Donegal taking on Armagh in the championship 3 weeks later, it's a crunch period against the Orchard County for Declan Boner's men. So, to rugby, and it's just as equally an important weekend for two sides from the northwest in particular, City of Derry and Letterkenny. First of all, City of Derry in All-Ireland League Division 2, they're scrapping to keep their senior status in All-Ireland Rugby. They're second from bottom, and they're playing third from bottom Sunday's Wales at Judges Road on Saturday afternoon. City of Derry with 3 games to play, need to start picking off points if they are going to stay in the division. If you finish bottom, of course, you automatically go down. City of Derry looking to finish at the very, very least in a playoff spot to keep their hopes alive. But they've got a huge game against Sunderland as well on Saturday afternoon. And there's a huge game for Letterkenny as well in the Gordon West Cup. It's at the semi-final stage. Letterkenny are heading to Virginia. These two sides, of course, also battling it out at the top of the league. But Letterkenny hoping to take victory on the road and head to Ravenhill for a cup final day. I've been looking at those two matches with Highlands rugby man. That's Alec McDonald. It's good to speak to you again, Alec, talking all things rugby. Listen, some huge games coming up this weekend. We'll talk about City of Derry in just a moment. But Letterkenny is now coming to a crunch time in the season. So they are, Alec, some important games coming up for them now over the next number of weeks. Starting with the Gordon West Cup semi-final against Virginia on Saturday.
Yeah, this one and two, and if you look at the league table, Virginia are one and Letterkenny are two. So this is a top-of-the-table clash. Letterkenny have to travel to Virginia, so that, you know, it's going to be a difficult game because if you look even at the qualifying three, at this moment in time, Virginia have 79 points and Letterkenny 65. There's two and three games they played respectively, but I think even if Letterkenny won those two games, they may not just have enough points to tip Virginia. So therefore, this Gordon West semi-final cup is a must win because it's a chance for the guys to get to the King's Final at Ravenhill, and they will play the winners of Monaghan and Cavan. And looking at the league table, you'd have to say the winners of the Letterkenny Virginia game will be certainly favourites in the big pitch at Ravenhill. And but all in all, I mean, it's been a very, very good season for Paul O'Kane and his team. You know, to be lying second in qualifying three, and then with a big shout to get the final of Gordon West this year would be tremendous for the club.
Yeah, and it's all happened, of course, in his first year in charge as well. So it has, Alec, and it seemed to be a good move by Letterkenny at the time to bring in the former City of Derry man.
Yeah, indeed. I think, you know, he'd had his time at City of Derry. I think you have so many years you can do, and if it doesn't work for you, because possibly you haven't got the players to do what you want. I certainly know that I'm talking to a lot of the Letterkenny off the field guys that, you know, he's certainly playing a game which suits Letterkenny, and it's been proven in some of the results. I mean, they've been running in big scores, and I've been watching. They've been throwing at times 6-7 tries, and I mean, that is fantastic to see. And if they can play that sort of game on Saturday against Virginia, who always have quite a big pack. Hopefully the weather apparently will be good at the weekend, so it may well suit Letterkenny, you know, the conditions, and a running game could well tip the scales for them.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to senior rugby, and City of Derry are taking on Sunday Wells on Saturday at Judges Road. Alec, how real is the worry of relegation around the Judges Road club at the moment?
Well, I've seen it has to be a big worry because I've just got a few stats here in front of me. I mean, Sunday's Wells are third bottom in 22, Derry are second bottom in 21, and Clonmel are bottom in 18. Derry have the worst points differential at the moment, 157. And so that means if two teams are tied, for instance, in 8th and 9th position, that the team with the biggest points differential would be the one that would have to go into a playoff. This game against Sunday's Well and Saturday, I feel Derry have to at least get 4 points. Maybe it's asking too much to get them all. A losing bonus point for me wouldn't be good enough. Sunday's Well were struggling up to about four weeks ago. They then apparently strengthened their side, and they've had three results on the trot. They went up to Mellon Park and put 45 points in Oma, and maybe there's not too many sides can do that. So I think they're a real danger, and from Derry's point of view, Oisín, they got to do it, because the following week, Derry go down to Scarthy, who are top of the table, and they're not going to, I'm sure, make any slip-ups in their chance for promotion. And the worrying aspect from Derry's point of view is the final game, and they play Tullamore at home. Now, Tullamore are lying, I think it's fifth, and have a chance of going into the playoffs. But the other one is that Clonmel play Sunday's Well in the last game of the season. Now, if Sunday's Well would have won that game, Clonmel would be bottom. And I just worry that Derry would be above it.
Yeah. And listen, but anything can happen, Alec. I mean, you're backed into a corner. Obviously, you can find some sort of lift that can get you out of very, very dangerous situations, as Sunday's Wells had to find over their last four games. Is there anything sort of there that you've seen this year with City of Derry that can put them into that sort of positive position over the next number of weeks?
Well, they have tried a lot of players, Oisin, and unfortunately, two of their best players, Stephen Corr and Simon Logue, have been unable to play in most of the games through the injury. Now, I don't know the situation at the moment regarding their fitness for Saturday, but I'd like to think if they were even to play 50 minutes, it would be worth the gamble because, as I said, Sunday's Well have strengthened, and I know the next Munster centre, I can't just remember his name offhand, he has come back to play a bit of rugby, and they will be going flat out because, as I said, they're still in the relegation zone, and if they win on Saturday, knowing that there's a cushion of Clonmel in the final game, that'll really make them play very, very hard. You know, and it's very interesting that if, for instance, and hopefully not, but if Derry do finish second bottom, they will then go on or have to play the runners-up, you know, with the round-robin competition with all the provinces. And a very interesting game up at Shane Park on Saturday, and Stonians play Cahir Valley in the final game of qualifying one, and Stonians are 1 point ahead of the 5 mile town men, so that promises to be an absolute cracker. And if that was the case, who knows, Bective have already qualified from the Leinster League. Bective, one of the big clubs in Dublin for many years, have now got Mick Jackman in charge, and they actually won that Leinster League with something like 5 games to go. So you'd have to put your money in Bective at this moment in time to win the round robin. So whoever finishes one up will have to play either, I would think, Clonmel, City of Derry or Sunday's Wells, but mainly the latter who I've mentioned.
Yeah, just finally then, Alec, if it was to happen and relegation was to happen to City of Derry, how big a blow would that be, not just to the club but for North West Rugby?
Massive blow, Washington, because, you know, it happened before about 12, 13 years ago, but the standard of the team then was very, very strong. It took Bevan Lynch 2 years, full-time coach, to get them back up because the standard in qualifying League One, in Ulster, I've already mentioned, in Stonians, Clonmel Valley, Ballyclare, Enniskillen, those top four would give most teams in Division 2C a run for their money on a one-on-one game, and that is a big worry. But if you get into the playoffs, finishing second bottom, any team that has an opportunity, as Omaha had 4 years ago, to win it and get senior status, they will be out for it. From Derry's point of view, if they get relegated, there'll be a lot of soul searching will have to be done. I hope that doesn't come the case, Archie, but you know as well as I do that when a team's relegated, the better players will be moving on. Limavady are having a very good season, and they'll probably get promoted to qualifying one. Letterkenny are going well, so it will be a massive blow for rugby in the northwest of Ireland if City Derry do go down.
Well, hopefully they can pull it out of the bag over the next couple of weeks, Alec. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Archie.
Alec McDonald talking all things rugby. Just finally on the score, on the hockey front, there's also two important games for two Rafoe sides this weekend. In the men's Ulster Premier League, Rafoe are taking on North Down. Rafoe with home advantage, and they need points from their remaining two games in their fight to avoid the drop. Their final game is away to Maudsley next week. And it's a similar situation for the ladies. They do, of course, have an Irish Trophy Cup final at national level to look forward to down the line. But before that, they've got three very important league games to take place. And the first of those is at Ballymena. Rafoe actually at home against Ballymena this coming weekend. And again, the Rafoe ladies need points in their final three games if they are to avoid the drop. So lots to play for both teams on the hockey front as well, from Rafoe in Donegal. And listen, that's it from the Score programme for tonight. Remember, if you missed any of the show, you will, of course, be able to nip into the sports section of highlandradio.com. It will be available there to listen back to shortly. So what's left of your Thursday? Enjoy the rest of it. Have a good one from me, Oisin Kelly. Have a very good evening.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.